Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone. Thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. A story of our brave little kite returning to teach us all another lesson. A story of inclusion and of welcoming distant friends. A story that shows us that we should be nice to everyone, regardless of who they are, where they're from, or what they look like. Presenting Taj the Brave Kite Speaks Up, written by Anna Diggard. Please let me know what you think by leaving a comment, a like or a review, and subscribing to whatever platform you're listening on. Should you wish to support the show, please check out talesbythefireside.com/support. Everything you do and every interaction you make really does mean the world. Now please, get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for our story. Taj the Brave Kite Speaks Up by Anna Diggard. Today is the most exciting day of the year. It's the annual Kites Day, and all kites are happy. Kites Day is a day where all the kites gather and celebrate each other. It's a day where they dance, sing, play games, learn about different cultures and make new friends with kites that either look like them or are different from them. Every year, kites of different shapes, colours and sizes travel from all over the world to Windtown to celebrate. Windtown is the town where Taj lives, and of course, he's been looking forward to that day all year. Taj is happy as he sees his foreign friends from last year flying towards the party. They don't seem to see him, though. Drago, the dragon-shaped kite from Tokyo. Tegan, the squid-shaped kite from Poland. And Kaya, the diamond-shaped kite from India, are also looking forward to seeing Taj. "They sure have the best wind in this town," says Drago, while flapping his wings in the nice wind. "And the nicest weather, too," adds Tegan. "We do have the best wind here, but our weather is not always the nicest," says Taj, who joins the conversation with his friends. "Taj," his foreign friends shout. "I'm happy to see you guys again this year," Taj exclaims. "Us too. Wait, have you gotten taller?" Kaya asks. They all laugh. "Meet my new Windtown friends, Dennis and Billy," Taj says. "Hi," the kites salute as they introduce themselves to Taj's new friends. Now that they've seen each other again, they have a lot to share. Of course, Taj will not forget to tell them how he battled the wind last year and became Kite of the Year. The music is on. The Slurpee, popcorn and cotton candy machines are all ready for the guests as they start arriving. Every few minutes, a kite lets out a shout of excitement as they see their foreign friends arriving. In every part of the area, hugs are given and laughter is heard from different groups of kites. Some new kites feel left out at first, but once they make new friends, their faces start to glow with laughter and excitement. All the kites are having fun, but what's a kite's day without competitive games? The kites will compete to find the best break dancer, the best sky performer, the best comedian, and the best cotton candy eater. Each talented kite will receive a nice prize. "I'm going to sign up for the cotton candy eating contest. I love cotton candy," says Carrington, the diamond-shaped kite from Windtown. "Me too," adds Elias, the square-shaped kite from Honduras. "Cotton candy gives me stomach aches. I'm going to sign up for the breakdancing contest. I've prepared some nice moves," declares Akila, the ladybug-shaped kite from Kenya. Two box kites, disguised as clowns, fly towards the crowd. No kites know who they are, where they're from, or who invited them. As they fly through the crowds, some kites begin to stare. "Who are they?" asks one kite to a group of friends. "I have no idea," another kite answers.
"I don't think they needed a disguise. They already look like clowns," one kite jokes, making his friends laugh.
"I think they've mistaken the party for a circus," adds another kite.
"Do you guys see their shapes?" whispers a kite. "How about those big eyes of hers?" whispers another, causing the group of friends to laugh.
Since the box kites are clowns, they are here to make all the kites laugh. They hear everything, but decide to keep flying through the crowds. The music is turned off, and the crowd of kites gets quiet as the clown kites get on stage to perform. As they start clowning around, they forget what they rehearsed and can't stop messing up each time they look at the crowd. They realize most of the kites are not laughing at what they are doing, but instead are laughing at them.
"Boo!" yells one kite. "That's not funny!" exclaims another.
Popcorn and Slurpees are thrown on stage. Most kites, both foreign and Windtown residents, laugh as one of the clown kites leaves the stage crying. The other clown kite quickly follows. Kite's day turns into a bullying day. Taj and his friends are not happy. They find the box kites pretty funny and don't understand why the other kites couldn't enjoy the show.
"If no kite will say anything, I'll say something," Taj thinks.
He gets on stage.
"We all know why we're here today, don't we?" asks Taj. "We are here to celebrate one another and to have fun."
"But we are having fun," shouts one kite, making the others laugh.
"We are not," Taj answers sadly.
"We're not having fun if we're laughing at another kite, and we're not having fun if we're making other kites feel bad about themselves. Would you be happy if someone made fun of you?"
"No," Billy shouts. "I've lived here all my life, and I know Windtown is a great and welcoming place that opens its door to all the different types of kites," Taj said. "No kites should ever be made fun of because of their shape, look, size, or any other differences. We must do better."
"I agree," adds Dennis.
One by one, the other kites start to agree with Taj. They start to realize how they hurt the feelings of the clown kites and want to make it up to them.
"On behalf of the town, I say that from now on, no such behaviour will be tolerated ever again. If a kite disagrees, they can leave now," Taj says.
No kites leave. They all stay to apologise for their actions and to welcome the two clown kites back. Taj's friends and some other kites applaud him for his courage, and the party goes on. The music is turned back on and the competitions continue. This time, all the kites are having fun. The box kites receive their public apology, introduce themselves to the other kites, and perform their skit perfectly. The other kites laugh and laugh about all the funny parts in the performance instead of at the performers.
"Thanks for helping us today, Taj. You were so courageous," both box kites say.
"You're welcome," Taj answers. The rest of the day, kites from all over the world of different shapes, sizes and colours fly high into the sky. Each one brightens the already beautiful sky. Kite's day lasts till nightfall, and all the kites stay to watch as fireworks leave nice images in the sky.
"I like watching fireworks," says Dominique, an octagon-shaped kite from Martinique.
"Me too," answers Drago, looking at the sky. "I can't wait to come back again next year."
The end. Good night.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.